Oh, I got it. It worked.
Did you get it to work?
106.
Well, it,
before breakfast.
It just might be Eduardo's this time. It's the beginning of the show.
It'd be like the Beatles records. I haven't bought the Beatles model.
Happy birthday, Gary. Gary.
Gospel.
Number 9.
Have you bought any of the
presents? What? From Sean, Brad, or me?
It's probably not. But I think.
Oh, happy birthday, Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Happy birthday, Mr. Gary.
We're not.
Hi, Mr. Gary.
Hello, Mr. Nansen.
Hello. We're no longer in mono. We're in duo mode. Where you hear what's henceforth through your earballs is jackassery and such of nomenclatures known to many.
Why not?
Who are you doing?
We should record this.
We are.
With three different tracks. So that one's on the right side. So every time I talk, I'm like, nah, nah, but on the right side.
Yeah.
And then Brad's over mumbling on the left side.
Or
and Mark's just right in the middle, just holding it down.
So David Bowie.
I'm not.
That's
I'm
so
not
David
Brad,
Bowie.
I'm so Bane. And you're Bane too.
Yes, you're right. I'm Bane as well.
Hello, Mr. Nutson.
Hello, gentlemen.
Are you ready to watch... Antioch Burn.
We are Antioch's Reckoning.
Yeah, okay.
You'll have to see the movie.
All right, happy birthday, Gary.
You watch the movie.
It's not that great, but it's okay.
You're not that great.
It's kinda
it's
cool.
Not that great, but it's fun to do it.
It's a fun movie to watch.
Every movie's fun.
As long as you think about... Just don't think about anything that happens in it.
Why would I think about anything?
Don't
I'm stupid.
Think about
you
it.
Just have to watch it enough to know what lines you need to remember.
I'm just watching Gotham.
I need to go back and watch it again so I can get... I don't quite have his voice down yet. It's kind of a muffled Sean Connery.
Yes. Is that Michael Caine you're talking about?
Have you watched The Trip? Have I talked to you about this?
The Trip? Is that...
Trip. It's got Steve Coogan and...
Oh, Coogie?
And Rob... Bryden.
Rob
Bryden.
Rob Bryden.
He's a British guy.
Oh, yeah.
They both do British stuff. But it's
is it
so
good?
Funny.
It's pretty
it's
funny.
It's so funny.
Is it better than the British version of The Office?
Nothing is better than the British version.
The British version of The Office is one of the better TV
Is it
shows.
Better than the original British version of Three's Company?
Yes.
Is it better than Ezra?
It is better than Ezra.
Ooh.
It's...
It's around the corner.
I've seen in a while.
Are you gonna, yeah.
It's the funniest movie I've seen in a while. Maybe since Black Dynamite.
What if we watched?
Oh, that was
funny
cute.
Lately. Oh, there's a Black Dynamite cartoon now.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I've seen trailers for it. Sean's
I don't like any
it.
Have
cartoons.
You seen Black Dynamite?
Yeah.
Oh, Black Dynamite's so fucking funny.
Black Dynamite's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Black Dynamite's so
funny. So, Mark.
I think it's the funniest thing I've seen since Black Dynamite.
How have you been, Mark?
And that's high praise, Mark.
High praise.
Because I think Black Dynamite's fucking funny.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah, I think it's dynamite.
I think it's dying.
I think it's black. So what are you up in the moment?
Uh-huh.
It's a black comedy.
It's a black thing. You wouldn't get it.
It's black noir.
Who you calling noir?
Hey, sorry. Because noir people be all like.
Mark, what have you been up to?
Sean? No,
yes,
I tried
Brad?
Asking him what he's been up to. I'm asking.
I've been selling stuff on eBay. Craigslist.
Yeah, what happened to your, you sold, a,
I sold it, baby.
Some piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And I see you've got your
But now you're
going
to buy a Moog.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know what I want.
You got a little...
What about a Korg M3?
In the studio here. In
yeah,
the
got, some, got my records out.
Happy Birthday Gary studio. You got some vinyl records.
Yeah.
You got your CDs out.
You get a Nord Electra.
I've been listening to a lot of music lately.
You got some Blacklight posters in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Smoke pot.
Let's smoke some
we
pot.
We should just burn some incense and smoke some pot.
Let's smoke some
smoke
incense.
Pot. Oh.
Let's smoke some pot, guys.
Yeah, right.
I need to start smoking pot.
You should smoke pot.
Yeah, you'd be great on pot. Yeah.
It cheers you up.
Yeah.
It makes everything better.
Really?
You'd be great on pot.
Is that true?
No. Mark's hair looks different.
I don't use gel anymore.
He has been using gel.
I quit. I went cold turkey.
I think it's a good decision.
I cut my own hair, Mark. How do you feel about that?
Dumbest thing you ever did.
Is it dumb?
No, it looks great.
I got my hair cut by a lady.
You had me at lady.
And...
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's a lady cutting you.
It's a lady cutting.
What happened?
Hair. That's it. I gave her either my phone number or like Facebook contact, and then she never called me or whatever. I remember whichever one I did, she didn't.
Oh,
pick up
why
the bait.
She?
I don't know, because she seemed like hit she on was all day. Like, nah, I don't know. I thought that she was like
excuse
the
me.
Girl at Walgreens was the.
Oh yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got a little chubby chub all up on his chubby chub.
Yeah, the chubby ones like it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
They like it.
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
I'm a chubby one now. I'm a grubworm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like a big tub of
you're a, yeah.
But doesn't whatever. He look fat?
Yeah.
Doesn't I look fat
looks,
too?
Yeah. We
all
got
skinny
fat.
We
all
got
fat.
To. We got fatter. Sean
guys,
still
let's
passes
not get so fat.
For skinny.
Don't touch my foot with your foot.
Why not?
It's not allowed.
He doesn't like.
It's not allowed.
He doesn't like that.
I don't like foot on foot touching.
My foot's dirty.
I bet it is.
I got sandals on.
You do have sandals on.
Gross.
How long ago was it? What's been going on? It's been so long since we podcasted.
Massacre. We had a massacre.
Yeah.
Too soon. Oh, yes. I saw a great thing on Facebook.
What?
What?
There was a sale. I don't remember who. Somebody on Facebook liked it. But there's a sale in Goodlettsville of like fucking machine guns because they're afraid that there's going to be new gun laws after the...
Yes, that's what they always do.
So, yeah, so they're trying to sell everything?
Whenever,
yeah.
Well, they hype that up. I heard this whole thing about it, and maybe it's a conspiracy theory, but it's like whenever a Democrat's elected president, all the yeah. gun stores sell out because they're like, they're going to take your guns away, which they never do.
It's never happened.
And
the,
then like whenever there's a slaughter, gun sales
thing.
Go up. Because people think... One thing they think is, oh... I better get a machine gun now because then soon they'll be illegal. And another thing they think is, if only someone in the theater had had a gun,
yeah.
they could have stopped this madman.
If only like, someone in the theater had had a machine gun, he could have machine gun right back at him.
If only somebody in the theater had a gun, maybe they could have done something, but maybe what they would have done is ended up drawing attention to themselves.
Or accidentally shooting someone else.
Yeah.
I don't think the answer is having everybody has a gun in their pocket.
Well, not everybody. But I have a permit to carry a firearm.
Yeah.
And I think it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's better than not having a gun.
Also, this guy had body armor on and was throwing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He
like,
was throwing like smoke bombs and shit.
In that situation, you have to run because you pull out a handgun and you shoot it at him. He's just going to go like, where did that come from? Oh, look, this guy shot at me. And then he's going to blow your head off.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I understand, it took everyone a minute to figure out that it was a real thing. They thought it was some kind of like because of these flash mobs and shit.
Yeah.
They thought it was some kind of gorilla. Oh, they're doing a little
thing.
Hey,
look, they're doing something cute.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. It was just some guy.
It wasn't that cute.
I just wish I was born in 1951.
I was just born in the Old West.
I'd be like just about dead. And all this stuff be going on, I'd be like, I'm almost dead. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I get all riled up.
I think
like I'd have lived a good life in a better time.
He'd be on his way out. He wouldn't give a shit.
You don't want
to
be alive right
he's
now.
Still got, he's
no,
he's
well,
still
I
got enough
be
life
alive.
In him where he has to worry about gun laws.
Oh.
And who's going to win president.
Yeah. I was in a gun store.
But you would have worried about gun laws in the 60s, I guess, or the 70s or something.
No, everybody had a gun in 1970. Mayor Koch had a gun.
Gay Mayor Koch.
Who's that? The Brady law?
Yeah.
The
Bill
before
Brady.
Before that, it was a free for all.
The Bill Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brady. No. Jimmy Brady. James Brady.
Craig Brady.
Yeah. Oliver Brady. They.
Okay.
I was in a gun store and the guy had 1 ounce silver coins for sale. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, you really only want $18 for those each?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I'm not selling them right now. I was like, okay. He goes, well, I'm going to wait till the election before I sell any of my money.
Huh?
I'm like, it's obviously anti-Obama. Like, if Obama's elected again, our money will be worthless, and I'll need these silver coins to...
Oh.
So,
yeah, I need some fur pelts to trade when society crumbles.
So I was like, okay. And I was looking at this other gun. I was like... Just to be funny, I was like, and him and his buddy were over there talking. I was like, how much is this gun? And he's like, $400 or whatever. And I'm like, is it for sale? He says, is all this for sale or is this for show?
Yeah. How much is it going to be after a
They didn't laugh. They just looked at me like I was an idiot.
That's surprising.
And then I walked out of there.
It's surprising that they're stupid. It's surprising that they genuinely think money won't be worth it.
Yeah. And
it's funny that they don't have a sense of humor, because usually gun guys are really just great. Yeah. They're usually just really great guys. Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. But here's the thing. If, like, say our money system goes away, mm-hmm. are you going to have any use for an ounce of silver? Like, what are you going to do with it? They think, here we go. I got my silver. I'll barter you the silver for a bag of feed.
Like, they've got.
Well, I don't need it. I don't need a silver coin. I just wanted to.
Yeah, if money's worthless, then money will be worthless also.
Right. And it's not like where you could go trade in your silver for cash that works.
Yeah.
No.
And if
I'm going to start a We Buy Silver.
Well, same place as it buys gold.
No, I'm just going to do silver.
Oh. I was just saying, a lot of them will buy silver too.
He's only doing silver. He's working on a silver thing.
We buy copper.
I buy copper. I actually do.
We buy Goldfinger.
We
buy silverfish.
I've been able to buy copper off eBay for under the price.
Yeah, they say copper in a penny is cost more.
No,
than
like a 1 ounce copper coin.
What? That's like level one on a Dungeons & Dragons.
You guys talk about stuff. For a second.
Do you got a phone call?
No, I want to show you.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I'm going to talk to Sean about his big Nate Bargatze show the other night.
Oh, yeah.
How'd it go, buddy?
Mark, it was okay. You were on it too, Mark.
Let me see your gold coins.
Mark was on there too.
Did a bunch of video game jokes.
Mark did a lot of joust jokes.
I hope these coins bring the energy back to the show.
Look at these.
Oh, look at these coins. Guys at home, I guess you could see this. This coin is about the size of a coaster.
What do you have there? 1 ounce
and
copper.
You got this
1 ounce
for
copper.
Less than...
less than what an ounce of copper is going now.
Then what do you do with it?
I'll resell it for more than I paid for it.
How much are you going to sell it for?
How much did you buy it for?
I think I got these for like... $1.50 each, and now they're selling for like almost $4 a piece.
Oh boy!
I thought about getting the coins because I get into shit. And I was like, I don't think I'd ever know if I got a fake.
I've got some nice coins, but they're like in my safety deposit box. Like this stuff isn't really worth. Don't come rob me, anybody. This you could probably get $40 worth of
rob
copper
Mark,
off me.
Just go to Andrew.
Just look for the whitey and on Sean Shark.
You could put Mark on trial for being rich.
Do you guys want to start this over?
Yeah, let's just start over. This is a boring show.
This is not a good one.
Well, if people really like us, they'll listen to us even when we're not at our best.
Well, let's just
like
talk about
I wasn't at my best at the corporate juggernaut show.
No, that's not true.
Oh, wait,
you
friends
were funny.
And friends?
Was I funny? Yeah. I thought it was terrible.
You really
you did all new material.
Well, I tried to just
you
say
do all new material.
Well, the joust.
You did a lot of new material.
No, what I did was the joust thing is a joke I had, but I tried to make it into a longer thing, and I thought. Like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, this is really funny. But, like, nobody...
No one agreed
I was
you.
Laughing.
Nobody else thought it was really funny. I thought it was funny.
I think you're funny.
I thought it was funny.
I liked
funny,
your dance when you came.
That's my impression of a Tennessee walking horse.
You were doing...
Will Copeland is funny.
Oh, man. That guy,
Will Copeland is
funny. He's great.
That guy
that
is
was,
hilarious.
And I had never heard him do that bit before.
Really?
I'd never heard him do it either. I had
it was
him...
awesome. It's a whole bit.
He was at Springwater last night.
I love how he says diet.
I thought Springwater's tonight.
Diet.
Springwater was last night.
I missed it, huh?
Yep, he did a bit last night. It was funny. I was like, this guy's got it. This kid's got it.
He's funny.
He's the next David Copper.
It's like, he's...
Field.
Meadow.
He's the next me. I can't wait to watch him squander his talent.
he's the next, remember 5 years ago when we thought this guy was good.
Yeah. I was like, how many people were like, this guy's going to make it? I can't wait to see how he doesn't make it.
I can't wait for in like 8 years and he's doing Chad's showcase show.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad won't be alive in 8 years.
Oh, really?
Oh, what do you think?
Chad, no, yeah. He's got something to live for. He's got a child.
Yeah, he has
a
child.
But in 8 years, she'll be grown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And by then, his city will be ashes. This whole city is going to be.
Why, yes, Mark.
I mean, it was a fun show.
Oh, boy.
I left a few minutes before it was over. Is that rude?
I left a few minutes before it was over.
I was getting anxious.
I stayed.
I left actually immediately after you did.
I just got anxious.
I stayed too long.
Well, I was like, it was the end of Nate's set, and it was funny, and I'd seen Nate do that same set like
I have
at Zany's.
I've seen him like three times lately, so it was like, he's fun. Oh, it's great.
No, he's great, but I was like, if I leave right now, I'll miss maybe 5 minutes of his act, but I'll also miss the 20 minutes of everybody saying goodbye to each other.
Yeah.
Ain't got it in.
Goodbye,
ending.
Goodbye.
Hey, we need to do a thing. Yeah, we're not going to do it, but okay.
Good job, buddy. Hey.
Last time we did a podcast, did Sean and I have a cat?
No, but I've seen Sean post things. Is that a real cat you own?
Cat. Charles.
We got a cat now.
A blind cat?
It's a blind cat.
I wrote a song about him.
I know, but I didn't know it was real.
It's true.
So what do you do with a blind cat?
You just smack him.
Does it like walk around and stuff?
Yeah, he walks around.
I mean, how does...
He runs into
shit.
He doesn't
have blind legs.
He's got a little seeing eye mouse. At least...
He has a seeing eye human that is with him at all times. He owns a human that just...
No, he's a little blind cat. Aww. I found him.
Did you get him neutered?
He's got whiskers that
Not
help
yet.
Him move
can't,
around.
Can't
he's
get
got
him.
Very good hearing.
Yes. How'd you find a blind cat?
I was down...
Sunset Grill?
I was down in Franklin, and I was with my friend Pam. And Pam said, hey, and like in the backyard next door, she was like, hey, there's that cat. Go tell Sheila. Sheila's another friend. She was like, go tell Sheila. That cat is over there. It's this kitten. Sheila rescues cats.
Sheila.
He's got a lot of songs in
this story. So I saw this stray cat strutting. I'm like, well, instead of telling her, I'll just catch this cat for her. Uh-huh. So I run over, and when I get close to the cat, I see it doesn't have any eyes, right? It's just got these weeping holes.
Yeah, it's running on empty. You know?
And it's like it was blinded by the light. So I chase it down, and it took a minute, you know, like it was running around. And then it scratched me. I felt like
Get fever?
I may have got some kind of...
You were going to say that, were you? Sorry.
Sorry, you got to let me dole it out.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so...
I beat you to it. I had to. It's in my nature.
So I got the cat. I took it to Sheila. I was like, here's this cat. She was like, I don't want that fucking cat. So...
Well, why was she pointing it out?
Pam was pointing it out. Sheila had rescued a cat. Sheila's got this big heart. She rescues cats. Anyway, so I took the cat with me, and I call animal rescue in all these places, and they're like, we don't want a cat. The answer machines are like, this is animal rescue, whatever. If you got a cat, go fuck yourself. We don't want any cats. I guess it's cat season or something.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
It's wabbit season.
I call
cat season. Wabbit.
So I called wild animal thing. They wouldn't take it either. And anyway, I took it to the vet, and then they're like, well, you know, the stuff. And this cat's got it's an infection. Its eyes are infected. It's got like they tested it. It had chlamydia.
What?
That's pretty common. It's pretty common.
Chlamydia.
Oh,
cats get a lot of stuff.
They're not very selective.
Yeah. Well, it's probably got this from its mama's body. And then, anyway, so it got infected in its eyes. Probably never could see. Anyway, the orbs ruptured is what they say. Oh. Like the eyes.
So gross.
But the reason I say that is because people are like, are you sure he can't see? Because he does have cat-like senses where he can kind of like, you'll think he must be able to see me. He can't.
No.
Anyway, so the vet's like,
nothing that would allow him to see.
The vet's like, if you... you know, we'll give him antibiotics and stuff. I wouldn't get attached to him. I wouldn't name or anything like that. And all this is going on. Sean's house sitting for somebody.
Oh yeah,
so
Pete.
He's not home.
Was miserable.
I love Pete.
So I'm like, I got Pete's this cat, guy. And the vet's like, keep the cat. It's better for cats to be around people when they're little. Otherwise, they never really bond. And I was like, well, I'll find a home for this cat. So like, Jill and everybody's like looking, putting on these things, trying to find a home for this cat. But nobody wants a blind find cat. In the meantime, I'm holding this cat, right? And he gets to me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I think I like this cat. And he, like, especially when he was brand new, he was so, he would fall asleep on you and stuff. And anyway, so I start liking this cat. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe I should see if Sean likes the cat. If he wants to keep it, Sean wasn't home for so long.
Yeah.
So anyway, Sean came around. I was like, do you care if we keep the cat? And he's like, as long as the house doesn't smell like piss. Anyway, so now we got this cat. And this
we got a cat.
And he fights everything all the time. And his name's Wonder Charles. And there's a song.
What's his name?
Wonder Charles.
After Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
Wonder Charles. I thought it was a Charles Ives reference.
No.
It is sort of.
He has no Charles Ives.
Ah.
You hate cats.
I think, so well, I love cats.
Really?
But when a cat
you just
is,
kill cats.
When a cat is feral and
you
diseased
would have killed that cat.
And reproducing, you have to put it down.
You know what, though? This guy, Charlie, as we call him.
Chuck.
Wonder Charles. He had every fucking disease. He had worms. He had fucking ear mites. He had fleas and ticks. And he had I had to give him antibiotics.
Chondroitin? Did he have
when
chondroitin?
I first got him, I had to feed him with a damn... I had to feed him baby food with a spoon and give him antibiotics and put ointment in his eyes. And say, he's like, everything that could be wrong with this fucking guy was wrong. It's like, how the fuck, how are you a week old and you have every fucking disease that a cat can
we
have?
Tried that with a little kitten, but it didn't make it through the first night we had it.
Yeah, they, really? That's what I didn't think he was going to survive.
It didn't make it.
Like, when I first found him, like, you could feel he was hot to touch. He was had such a fever. Yeah.
So then we, instead of rescuing him, we started killing him.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is... He'd like,
you won't live for me, so I'll kill you.
You're not living well enough. But, you know, so we figured if girls get wind of this blind cat.
Yeah, man.
Just drenched panties. Just fucking nothing. Yeah, so far nothing. We haven't cashed in on this cat fucking at all.
You guess.
Well, look at my foot, all the scratches I got.
Now you're on a podcast saying it, and
yeah,
the ladies
get the word
listen
out.
To the podcast will... Yeah, they'll be doing something.
We need to...
God damn it. Fucking women.
Yeah.
Women.
Just quit. Just...
Stop being alive, women.
We got a fucking blind kitten.
Yeah.
Come fuck us.
Come on.
The cat can't see.
What else do you want?
You guys can do it in front of the cat, and you don't even have to worry about it.
You could fuck us right in front of the cat. He won't know the difference.
Yeah, he will.
He'll smell it.
He'll know. That's how he got chlamydia.
It smells like pussy now. If you didn't have chlamydia before. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. Was I famous last podcast? I'm famous now.
No, you weren't famous.
You weren't
I'm
famous
so famous.
No, you were famous, but you weren't as famous.
Was I not as famous? Was I Conan famous?
No.
Breaking Bad Lows.
Guys, Breaking let's Bad just, we gotta set, Brad doesn't need to brag about himself. We'll set it up for him. Sean, you remember when Brad created this really cool Lego set, like the Breaking Bad meth lab?
No, I don't remember that.
He did.
He did. He made a Breaking Bad
meth Are you familiar with the show Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad?
No, what is that about?
It's that show you watch every week.
Is that like The Wire?
It's no, it's like the one with zombies.
It's like The Wire.
Oh, I like that
it's
one.
It's got the zombies in it.
It's got, it, yeah, the
it's
zombies.
It's a dance contest.
It's the zombies that are advertising executives on
Does it have Malcolm
Madison
in the Middle?
Avenue. It's sort of like Malcolm in the Middle.
It's a dance contest that you do with scary heavy metal monsters. It's called Dancing with the Guars.
Yeah? Yeah? I thought you were going to go for Breaking Bad 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh,
no, it's been done.
That would have been a good one.
It's been done.
Been done?
That's somewhere. Done. Somebody, there, you know, there's...
Yeah, I'm
Everything's
sure
been
done
somewhere. It's only somewhere
Some dude in Connecticut copyrighted it.
Fucking Connecticut.
Oh, man.
Yeah. These fucking Connecticut
Yeah,
ass
I'll never go to Connecticut. That's all I'm
now.
Saying.
Do you want to know how else I'm famous?
Yes.
Amos?
Because I did Jazz and Chokes.
Yes, you did.
It went so bad.
How bad did
how
it go?
Bad did
how?
It go?
You know what? Sean came... To
I
one
came in
of
the first
shows.
Night.
That sounds like it went so pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, guys,
hot waitress.
Some guys can only make their roommate come one or two times.
Hot waitresses. There were hot
there,
waitresses.
Yeah.
There are a few white waitresses and a few black
There's
waitresses.
There's that one waitress who
and
is
a sort of Korean
she's
waitress.
So skinny, but
how skinny is she?
I don't know, but her boobs don't know how skinny the rest of her
is. Yeah.
Like, they have to be fake.
They
right?
can't be
Maybe.
Real. Just by the way you're describing
it. Was
it was
the
horrible.
Loudest comedy show by, it was two times, I'd say two times louder than any
yeah,
other
after
comedy
the first
show
night,
I've ever
I,
been.
Honestly, I had to get earplugs. It was so fucking loud.
Why would you go to night two if night one was that bad?
Because I made a deal. I said I was going to do it. Yeah, I was getting paid. So whenever I walked out on the last one, I was not getting paid. I was like, I'm not going to do the second show.
That was so awesome.
It was. You did great, and I did horrible. And this was like, and that thing is for like a week leading up to the show. I was like, this is going to go horrible. And I didn't even try to like self fulfill, but it did go so bad.
Why did you take that gig?
Because man, it's like I need to challenge myself.
Yeah.
You know, get out of my comfort zone. I don't know why. It was a dumb idea.
My comfort zone is so comfy. Yeah, right now. No. I should have done that.
It reminds me how great my comfort zone is.
When are they
going to
book
back.
Me?
They're not.
They might because I'd be great there. Because even at the end when the guy...
Didn't somebody say that you were like a...
The interrupter.
Yeah.
Like the owner. The exact words. The owner... Like at the end, after he paid me, and then he shook my hand. He was like, "Hey, man, great job! Thanks so much." I was like, "I guess." Are you? I was like, "Did you see that? It wasn't very." He's like, "Nah, man, you're a great interrupter." And I was talking to Chad Ryden, and he was telling me, and this I actually knew, like Joel T used to open for Bruce. Remember that? And he told me that like there's Bruce basically told me, he's like, "I want either women or white guys to open for me because I don't want anyone coming out to do my material."
Yeah,
because
that's right.
Because black people only have three different jokes.
Yeah. And crazy auntie.
Right. Something about a pastor.
Yeah.
And something about.
And white people are like. Right, white people are like.
Mm-hmm. So.
And being broke. That's four.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
You shorted them.
But he did not have to worry about overlapping with Star Wars jokes or whatever the fuck he was doing. And anyway, it went bad. So, but whatever. Maybe next time it'll go better.
Would you take the gig again?
I don't know. During the time, I would say no. But now that it's behind me, I'm like, I might. Because I'd like to conquer that. I'd like to be... Not that that's what I want to do. But it's sort of like... There was a long time when, like going to Jackson or doing, like, redneck places, I hated it because I couldn't entertain them, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I just was like, look, it's not my job to impress anybody. I can just say things louder and faster, and it'll work. And that's really all you have to do. So, I don't know.
True.
How much time are we
out of time? Is it time?
No, I was just looking at the levels.
Oh, sorry. Am I not talking loud enough?
No, I was just looking at the levels. I wasn't trying to just...
But
what are you looking at, Mark?
No, it's fine.
What time are we at?
803 measures.
Oh, wow.
We got plenty of time.
We got plenty of time.
No, Miller time.
I was going to talk about Batman, but we've sort of already talked about Batman.
I haven't seen it yet.
You should see it.
I'm going to go see it. I think Saturday.
See it.
You see it in IMAX.
Someone made a Batman joke last night. It was inappropriate.
I've seen.
What was the Batman joke? Oh, no, it was the guy. He made jokes about the.
Somebody did the
shootings.
Other night too.
Yeah,
Chad did on Monday, right?
No, Zany. Somebody made.
Oh no!
Didn't they?
When?
I'm trying to think.
Why would anybody bring this shooting up at all?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of
why.
What shows
has
it been?
It's not a great idea
since
to do it
happened.
At a
I know.
Show.
Somebody
no,
mentioned
somebody
it, my
did
name.
It at your show.
My show.
At the
show.
At the
yeah, that
Friends
real funny guy.
Show.
The I don't know his name, but he's like, this,
yeah,
I don't like it when the
he did it. Michael someone Hampton. Else did it.
He's funny.
Chad did it.
Chad did it.
But what did? Yeah, Michael Hampton is funny.
I love that guy.
He's ridiculous.
He's so funny.
Has anybody talked to him in real life? Is he like that in real life?
He
talks
is like
exactly
that. That's how
like
he's,
that, yeah.
That's not an act.
That's awesome then.
That's
yeah,
that's
he's just a fucking creepazoid.
He's just real, man. He's just keeping it real.
Yeah, he's just a real live creepazoid.
Yeah.
He's like the black Johnny Q Amish.
Kind of,
yeah. Oh man. Put them in a room.
Hello.
Just set a microphone up and put them in a room with like a
watch
blender
them,
and
watch
a,
them
and
make
a,
out
and a hamster. Yeah. Anyway, Batman's all right. Somebody got shot. We already sort of talked about that.
Yeah, people got shot.
Do you guys want to just skip ahead and do which is better? This is going pretty lousy. This is like a jazz and joke.
Don't worry. Lee Pendarvis will love this episode.
Lee's been texting me all day. I need to text him.
Oh, God. I'm kidding.
Lee, we love you.
I love Lee.
Take that, Lee, you motherfucker.
He's only, Lee's the only one listening this far.
Oh, last night.
Yeah?
I was talking to Lee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you want to talk about this?
Unnamed girl.
Mm-hmm.
Was like... Hey Sean, I was like, I didn't hear there for the first time or something like that because I was talking to Lee. He's like, Sean. I was like, what? Like I'm talking to someone.
Okay, you're talking to a chick.
It's like a no. I was
talking to
Lee.
Oh,
he's having a conversation.
Yeah,
and some chick was trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Here, you talk to Mark like he's Lee.
Okay. Hey, yeah, it was a weird show. You know, it was
Sean.
Just, it was just
yeah.
No, it was
Sean.
Just what? What do you want? There's a person.
Who was the girl?
I'll tell you off air.
No, I don't want. I don't care off air. Off air, I don't want to know.
I don't
want to start either. Some. Beep.
Wow,
scared me.
That's a neck.
I kill.
Which is better?
Which is
which
better?
Is better?
I don't know.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? find out now.
Beep, beep.
That's what I sound like.
Can I ask you something before we do this?
Yes, go ahead.
Am I going to know anything about these Witches Better subjects?
You certainly will.
What about the sorcerer from Princess Bride versus Gormbot from the...
Maybe if there was a sorcerer in Princess Bride. This is magic.
That's why I was...
Miracle Max.
I was making up something that I knew didn't exist.
Which is better, courtesy of Chad Ridden.
Oh.
Yes, I take Chad Ridden over courtesy.
At Chad Ridden.
Chad Ridden, at Chad Ridden, America's favorite stand-up comedian and old school rapper of all time.
Fuckthehomeless.com. I don't
just,
know.
Fuckthehomeless.com, guys.
He says it at the end.
If you don't like it, just check his
girl on girl comedy, guys. Better than you, stand-up. Christy, it's in Torbus, RSU. Which is better?
Yes.
Gay marriage
versus
Chick-fil-A.
Whoa.
Chick-fil-A.
What
end
what,
of episode?
What Chad actually texted me was like, I was this afternoon. I was like, "What should I do for which is better tonight?"
Yeah.
He said, "Faggots versus chicken." And I said, "Ha!" And then I thought, "Okay,
all right.
So let's do it. All right, which is better,
Chick-fil-A or gay marriage?
Which is better, guys?"
Well, we'll put it this way: I eat 18 Chick-fil-A sandwiches a week. I eat 0 gay marriages a week.
You
well,
eat 18 Chick-fil-A sandwiches a month?
Oh, sometimes 20. You caught
really?
Me in a lie.
You know,
you caught me in a lie.
You know, I go to Chick-fil-A almost
yeah,
a
your,
lot.
Your black girlfriend's there.
My ethnic girlfriend. I didn't say she's black.
I said she's black. I'm just hoping. I wanted her to be black so bad.
I think she's more of a Latin descent.
That's not as exotic. Unless she's Brazilian.
Let's both get black girlfriends.
Yeah, do
Wouldn't
it.
That'd be cool if we
the,
both had
the
black Chick-fil-A, girlfriends.
And it was the same girl.
The Chick-fil-A in Franklin has a, I guess she's got scoliosis. I don't know what she's got.
Scoliosis.
She's got, what does Walt Jr. have?
He has
MS.
I think she has
MS.
He's got a car that.
Because it's like.
No spoilers.
What?
He's got a car made
I don't know how far he is in the Breaking Bad.
No, he's up to
date. Oh, remember when Walt got him that
Dodge
diet. Yeah, for like a fucking week,
And then he like,
fucking Skylar
on fire.
Skylar. The worst.
Oh, I hope she dies.
She's the worst.
She's gonna be the only one alive at the
I
end.
I hope Mike
She's
shoots her.
She's the worst.
Anyway,
just
I
unbearable.
Go to...
They,
yeah,
her
and Marie,
in the same scene.
This season,
that
Marie
scene
is so fucking
was unbearable.
Although, but isn't that what you want to say to Marie when she's talking though?
Yeah,
like,
but
the fuck up.
It just shows you how good they're doing at their job. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to really think Skylar is great.
No,
I don't think
AMC thinks women should be bitches and all.
Yeah,
like every bitch.
It's like the opposite of Lifetime.
Yeah, it's
where women
like,
are victims here. Women are just
they're just horrible bitches.
Yeah,
that suck.
Skylar. Yeah.
All right. So which is better?
Which is better?
Just gay marriage has no effect on my life. I think it's a great idea. I think it should have, but I love Chick-fil-A.
Let
sandwiches.
Me counterbalance it.
Yeah.
Gay marriage has no effect on my life, but you know, I don't want them to do it. The gays have everything. They have everything. They're rich. They're good looking. They know how to redesign a house.
Yeah,
they look better
abs.
In jeans.
Yeah.
They know how to take care of their pets.
They don't have to deal with women.
They don't have
no.
to.
No.
Whoa. You got to get that?
Who's that?
Speaking of dealing with women.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Sorry about that, guys.
No.
I'm so jealous.
Sorry.
This guy's getting a Publix rap.
Because his wife, who he's married to, loves him, brings him.
Yeah.
Why,
would a gay do that for their
that's
spouse?
That's what I'm saying.
Probably,
I mean,
probably.
I'm allergic to chicken, so I don't care about chicken one way or another. I do get the tea. I'm not gay, and I also don't want to ever be married. So
the waffle fries.
Personally affected by
you don't ever want to be married?
Fries. I don't think I do.
Yeah, you'd be a good married guy.
Be a horrible married guy.
Nah, your wife would like you.
Nah, if I married, nah.
You just, you know, your problem, you gotta stop dating these 21-year-olds. You gotta date a woman who's ready to be married.
Hmm.
No. He's dating tons of women who want to be married.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not the women.
I don't know anything then,
it's
do
not
I?
The women that need to be talked into the marriage part, but it's just not for me. But
all
what
right.
I'm saying
you
is
what you
I
want.
Think that gay men and women should be able to. I think. I guess that's more of my question. Is like, what's?
I'm
better?
Going Chick-fil-A. I'm going.
You like Chick-fil-A better than the equal rights? Okay.
I think I do. I like Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A it has a
equal rights has never done anything for me.
Okay. Well, let's find
equal
out now.
Equal rights is only
against
taking
us.
Stuff away
it only
from
takes
me.
Stuff away from rich white people.
That's a good point.
And all I'm right. rich.
Let's see. Who has a better PR situation? Got Obama backing up gay marriage.
Yeah, Obama likes gays. Oreo likes the gays.
Old dead guy, Chick-fil-A boss. Yeah. He's a ghastly
man. Huckabee and Santorum, they both love Chick-fil-A.
They do.
I mean, I like the people who like gays better than I like the people who like Chick-fil-A.
I don't like
Rick Santorum.
I don't like anybody who's shit. I don't like anybody who has a real hard opinion on either.
Yeah, even Oreos.
Oh, Oreos loves gays peoples.
Oreos loves.
I love Oreos better than I love Chick-fil-A.
I don't really like Oreos that much.
What? What the fuck?
I like a chocolate chip cookie better than Oreo.
I like a chocolate chip cookie.
Cookie. I want a cookie. Bring me a cookie.
I think you could be my black girlfriend, Mark.
I am your black girlfriend.
We're gonna get some black girlfriends. You
Let's
wait.
Let's get some black girlfriends who
That's
love
what
cats.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back to jazz and jokes.
Do black people like cats?
I don't think.
No.
I think black people like dogs.
They only like
attack dogs.
They only like dogs that are vicious enough to tear. No, I take
it's not
it
true
back.
Though.
Sorry.
There's two kinds of black people. No. There's black people who like wild, like crazy, mean dogs, and there's black people who are scared to death of dogs.
Oh yeah.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
You'll never meet a black guy.
But
goes,
this
yeah,
is the thing
right.
that pit bulls would never hurt a fly.
If we had a pet squirrel, then no. Well, yeah, that's
pit balls are nice.
Ugh, God damn it!
A pit bull has never hurt anybody, Mark.
What was that picture? Were you telling me about the picture of like? I think it was Gary. There's like
there's like, a picture with a little girl with like and there's like seven, 10 just tons of pit bulls around
with
it.
Bulging muscle neck pit bulls and
it's just like the safest girl
the
in the world.
Tagline is
like
the
like
happiest
that.
Girl in the world and the safest girl in the world. It's like you can't act like pit bulls aren't dangerous. They're not necessarily dangerous, but it's like
well, if the girl is armed, then she'll be okay.
Yeah.
If she had a machine gun. It's like just I can understand that you can say, "Hey guys,
look. Maybe it's just in that worldview. In that worldview, if you have a machine gun, you can shoot your pit bull if it goes crazy, so everything's fine."
I guess that's a good point.
God, everybody's so stupid.
If you beat your little girl enough that she's willing to shoot pit bulls,
then everything works out.
Then everything works out great.
All right, which is better? Let's see here.
Which is better?
Who?
I think PR personally, I'm going with gays.
Yeah.
Well, they own the liberal media. Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
The gays they own the liberal media. I mean, have you seen Rachel Maddow lately?
Have you seen Ellen lately? I mean, I think she looks like a gay guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you seen Anderson's pooper lately?
Boom! 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 All right, next question.
I've been saving that, haven't you?
I just thought of it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give you one too.
Ah, that was a good one.
All right. I should use it again.
Anderson's pooper. That's glorious.
Next question.
Yes.
Who serves more cock?
Slaps all around. Slaps all around. Slaps all around. Slaps all around. Slaps all around.
But.
Well, technically, the rooster's not.
Do they not eat roosters?
No.
What do you do with the roosters?
You call them. You worship them.
You call them.
Okay.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is probably served more cock,
but not on Sundays. So they gays got
gays
a whole
get a
day.
Whole extra day.
Yeah,
of
gays.
Butt
fucking. It's gays.
Oh, that's so extra.
It's gays.
To suck dick on a Sunday.
Yeah, it is. In a church.
Which has more diseases?
Right in front of a priest.
Chick-fil-A's got all that salmonella.
Oh yeah,
gays
that's
people's
true.
Got all.
If
the
you deep fry everything, it kills all the disease.
I think. I think
is that true?
Right. You're probably right. So
I don't know.
So gays.
Well, that leads to this next question.
Coleslaw.
Which is cleaner? Now, gay people are clean.
Gay people are clean
people. But have you been in a Chick-fil-A? They're fucking
spotless. Squeaky clean.
Tie.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'll give
Push.
It a tie.
Push.
Oh, are you doing the world WPO? Speaking of which?
World Poker
Open. Didn't that already start?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, I missed it.
What's with these billboards we got, guys? Is there all of them are fucking out of date? They still have the one for that. Convention.
Dragons.
Like from like
Do they
2 years
the one
ago.
For the eyeball yet?
Dragons are coming.
I like the Ooh. Eyeball one.
Bigger yes. dick.
Whoa.
Well, if the gays had a big one, they'd be with women instead of with each other. So.
That's a big kitty.
they have to be with another man because a woman wouldn't want their little pecker.
Yeah. A real man wouldn't.
If you were,
yes.
If you were gay, would you want a guy with?
It like all depends.
A smaller dick because it would hurt.
I think Lana Turner has a joke like that. Doesn't
does she?
Yeah.
Well, then forget it.
Never mind. Delete this. You know what's sad? They've just got kidding. Like she's done like 2 podcasts and already like number 5 in iTunes.
Really? But,
yeah, her and Ralphie have a podcast now.
Oh.
And they're already like the 5th most popular in iTunes.
Damn it.
We've been doing this like since podcasting started in some form or fashion. Yeah.
What are we?
Happy for Apathy, Mangy Dog, Happy Birthday Gary.
Are we number 1?
We're not on iTunes, remember?
Oh, right.
We're not anywhere.
We're not even in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like some dudes just playing beach volleyball like at a Hooters somewhere.
This is
I'm hungry, guys.
This is just a diary for us when we're like 80.
Yeah, you're gonna rap. I'm so mad at you.
What was I doing that week? Oh yeah, you got a rap coming. Yeah. I guess you don't want to go to Logan's with your friends then.
No.
Well, that's
can we
fine.
Go to lunch tomorrow?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wade wants to go.
I can.
Would you go
Wait,
with
can
Wade?
I? Yeah, I can.
You want to back Wade. Out now? No, I said
no,
Wade.
No, I like Wade.
Brad doesn't like Wade.
Ooh. I like Wade.
I like Wade.
Brad loves Wade.
Yeah.
Wade's great.
Brad,
yeah, they're
like
kindred
like,
spirit.
Hey, where's Wade? Right, where do you think Wade is right now?
Huh?
And it was like 3 a.m. We were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Matt Conti loves Wade.
I Photoshop pictures.
Has Matt Conti met Wade?
No, but only on a Gmail chat.
Is that a
really?
Real thing?
Yeah.
Did you just introduce them on Gmail?
I did a group conversation with him. So why don't you guys talk to each other for a while?
I go on Wade's Facebook and try to find pictures of him in a pool so I can say. You're waiting in the water.
It'll never happen.
Yeah, he doesn't do it, but I'm waiting.
He's never been in a pool.
I check it every day.
Why am I not Facebook friends with him?
He doesn't post that much.
Am I Facebook friends with him?
He's probably. One of those guys.
He'll put something out there once in a while.
You guys sort of talked about this already.
Did we already say push?
That was a tie. Bigger Dicks was butt fucking. And then which affects your life more? We sort of talked about that up front.
Yeah.
Neither really affects my life.
I
could live without chicken or gay.
I have to go out of my way to get to Chick-fil-A. I have to go to
I have one near my office. So it's very tempting.
I fucking love Chick-fil-A.
Which
when
is
when I'm driving, let me say this.
Okay.
When I'm driving
like cross country?
Yeah.
Wherever.
In your car.
If I'm driving
Alabama?
More than
an
a
hour?
Half an hour, Chick-fil-A is almost always where I stop. I just love
Yeah.
Really interesting.
I really love Chick-fil-A.
Which is hated more.
Whoa.
More hated. A lot of people got mad at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, the gays are probably hated more because there's so many people who aren't gay.
People do hate gay marriage.
And there's a lot of people who aren't tolerant of gay.
People
there's a lot
gay.
Of people who are like
I'm
okay.
Tolerant.
There's a lot of people who are like, I'm okay that you're gay, but I still don't want you to get married.
Yeah.
That's so
how
shitty.
I was joking about that earlier.
It's just so shitty.
It's
they just
it's
are
weird.
Like, yeah.
Why would you care if someone got married? What the fuck difference
well,
would it make?
Yeah. I think.
I don't buy the whole sanctity of marriage shit because that's.
Then
you should get more outraged at divorce.
Exactly.
Or,
if you're not outraged over divorce, then you have no reason to say gay people can't get married.
Yeah.
Which is more hated by black people?
Whoa.
Now, Chick-fil-A is expensive chicken.
Yeah.
Robert Reeves had a thing about that.
Did he? Oh, it's right.
No black man would have a pickle on
$5 for a sandwich.
He'll pay no $5. Well, he didn't talk that way.
Yeah.
He was whiter than any of us in the room. He lives like in Portland now.
Yeah.
He's like so white.
He's so nice.
I miss that guy. I hadn't thought about
him
in
years. Robert Reeves, he was gay.
Yeah, he was gay.
Wait a minute.
He probably still is gay.
Yeah.
What?
He probably still is gay. Right,
he
you're
said
right.
He was
Let's
gay.
Call
him up right now.
He was black.
Probably still black.
He's everything that's bad with America. He's gay black man who hates Chick-fil-A.
Oh, wow. Jesus what a Christ. Piece of shit.
at least he's a man.
But yeah, he had a great joke about that.
Women, huh?
I do remember that.
Something about a pickle on a chicken sandwich.
Who puts a pickle on it.
That's so funny. He's so funny.
I love chicken sandwiches. I want chicken sandwich.
Somebody had a but maybe it was his joke, but somebody had a
I'm sure people a lot of people
it was like that's how you keep black people from going to Chick-fil-A by charging $5 for a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they do.
That's racist.
But I was talking to a white guy today. He said he doesn't go to Chick-fil-A because it's too expensive.
Really?
He only goes to places that have dollar menus.
I rip Chick-fil-A off. I'll get like a cup and I'll go to like 3 different Chick-fil-A's refilling it.
They don't
like,
care.
They don't. I know, but I'm saying I don't.
As long as you're not gay. I mean, as long as you're straight.
Yeah, I'm not sucking any dicks.
Is Chick-fil-A, I mean, If you get a thing with some fries and a drink, isn't it $5 at everywhere you go to get it?
It's not really any more expensive than anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you compare a Chick-fil-A sandwich to a 99-cent double cheeseburger, yeah, it's more expensive.
Yeah. People
double cheeseburger.
People for some reason, yeah.
People have a perception.
I've been on a 99-cent menu like a motherfucker lately at McDonald's.
I had Sonic last night for the first time in like
what did you have? Sonic?
I'm such a tub of shit.
For the first time in like 2 months.
You can't see this at home, guys, but I'm a tub of shit.
You're fatter than me right now.
I get in the morning, I get a sausage biscuit and a hash brown, and I get a tea from Chick-fil-A. And I go to two fast food places in the morning. I want my tea from Chick-fil-A. And I want
you don't need to be skinny. You have regular vaginas, right?
Yeah, you have women on everywhere.
I'm doing fine.
You're a dad too.
If I got in any better shape, I'd have too much vagina.
Yeah, dads are supposed to be fat.
I'm a dad for crying out loud.
You're I've got gray hair in my beard and on my chest hair. It's done.
Wait till it goes a little further.
I'm waiting for that.
It's coming.
Is it coming?
I guess. I don't know. I got nothing down there.
You've got red hair everywhere. That's what you do. Which is more against the Bible?
Chick-fil-A.
That's true, because they serve pork. They serve sausage, and they have ham on
sale. Well, in the New Testament, Jesus specifically mentions that you can eat. There is nothing unclean.
Well, the stuff about gay people is in the Old Testament. There's nothing in the New Testament.
No, that's actually not true
that
either.
That is actually, yes, true.
How many Bibles do you want me to go get to prove
get
you wrong?
Get all your Bibles.
Get some Bibles. Prove it.
Paul actually talks about...
what does he say?
Paul Strickland?
Yeah, Paul Strickland. Apostle Paul Strickland. He had a road gig on Damascus.
He met a Samaritan.
Paul didn't like the gays.
He did not. No. Well, sounds like a faggot. He's probably a secret closeted gay person.
Who wrote Revelations?
Some people say that Jesus was gay.
Who wrote Revelations?
John.
Did John write Revelations? Mm. Really? You making that up?
No. I know a lot about the Bible.
He does.
Can you explain Revelations to me?
No. I can tell you this. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that's
sort of.
Yeah, it does. And it
there's going to be some bad stuff.
It's lots
all
of cups.
It's all end.
There's lots of dragons and cups.
They're bowls, Sean. Seven bowls.
Let's do some cow slogans. You know the cows that hold up signs that say eat more chicken?
Yeah.
Eat more pussy.
Yeah, you did.
If you're a guy. But it would all be spelled wrong.
Suck more dick if you're a girl.
If you're a girl, suck more dick. Suck a dick if you're a girl.
Are you allowed to suck dick? That's against the Bible, right?
That's sodomy. Any sexual act that is not for procreation is sodomy.
So kissing.
So we're all sodomites. If you ever got a hand job, you're a sodomite. Sodomy?
I've never gotten a hand job.
I think so.
I'm still a virgin.
What if you?
Go ahead.
I don't know who the book.
Mark,
what if you?
Okay, me.
Book of Mark.
You know about the Bible.
Written by a guy named Dave, by the way.
You don't have sex with a girl, but you jerk off and like shoot it at her vagina.
Oh.
Is that still bad? You're still trying to procreate.
I don't know.
You're trying to get the sperm.
I've had a vasectomy. I do is a waste of.
Yeah, you're...
Although I'm not really wasting
sperm.
You're
the worst.
It's just not coming out. It's just being reabsorbed by my body.
I don't know. I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
Yeah? Hey, Brad. Okay.
Yes.
So what if I'm... Okay.
Well...
Jerking off.
According to the book of Johnny Q. Amish...
Yes.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
So you do that all you want. That's a holy...
Almighty God!
My favorite thing about Johnny Q. Amish when I think about him
is everything.
Everything. He's like, he's the funniest guy. I mean, he's like, if he said, would you pay to go see a comic?
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of the few I'd pay to go see if I had to. Luckily, I get to see him for free when I see him.
Yes.
But when he's like, knows he's near the end of his set and he'll break character to like check his watch or like kind of find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That cracks me up.
It's unintentional. Seen him one time. Great character to tell somebody to shut the fuck up or something like that, and it was like it was jarring.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You forget
he's a real human.
He's actually not like that.
He's not just a character. Yeah, one time he was up there and he was trying to figure out how much time he had left, and then he went back and then did one more joke.
Okay, thanks a lot. Oh, God! So awful! I was eating a ham sandwich the other day, and I pooped on my face.
He's the best. How come he's not, like, the most famous comic? I know,
because there's no justice in the world.
Whoa.
But soon he will be the most. Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Johnny Q.
The comedic stylings of Mr. Johnny Q.
We should do a Bane comedian.
Yeah.
We were doing John Bonnette bits in the car, but with Bane voice.
you go now. You stay here for an hour?
Okay.
Ah, my taint's itchy, guys. Sorry.
Hey, get in there.
Just go.
I'm not going to do it.
Get over here.
Which gets more support, Gay Marriage taint, or Chick-fil-A?
Mark. More support.
Yesterday was
Chick-fil-A.
Yesterday was Chick-fil-A day, and I drove by there, and it was impossible.
Yeah, you couldn't get in. People, they ran out of food.
People hate gay people.
Yeah, they really do. I didn't realize how much they did. I didn't realize how much people cared about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it is the kind of thing.
I'll prove it.
Yeah. I don't know that there's that many more people who. I think it's the thing like with the guns we were talking about. Like, I think just the people who do care about it a fucking lot, enough to get off their ass. But I think there's a lot of people who support gay marriage, but just not enough to go do anything about it. They don't care. You know? That's what I think. I could be wrong.
But I don't know.
Anyway,
I feel bad for the guy who was just really in the mood for Chick-fil-A yesterday and didn't know about any
of this. Like, I love gay people, but I really wanted some tea. So I'm like, I'm here in the trenches with, like, I was like, I can't even eat chicken. I don't belong here. They're going to see through me. They're going to kill me.
You're a charlatan.
Yeah, I was a
UK.
You're a flimflam, man.
Philistine.
Oh, did you ever see that movie?
A flimflam man.
George C. Scott.
Really?
I thought you were a movie buff.
I've seen a lot of movies.
Flim Flam Man, Netflix it.
Is it good?
Oh, we need to watch Million Dollar Legs. Have you seen that?
No.
W.C. Fields is in it.
Oh, that sounds great. I love W.C. Fields. We should watch Millions, too. Have you seen Millions?
No, what's that?
With who?
Millions. It's directed by Danny Boyle of Slumdog Millionaire fame and Trainspotting fame and other good movies.
And fame.
Fame. Yeah, he directed Fame.
He wants to live forever.
Yes. It's about a little boy. Who prays to saints and stuff, and he somehow off of a train, $1 million falls into his lap, and then it's about
sounds like combination train spotting Slumdog Millionaire.
It is.
This guy's just recycling stuff.
It's a really good movie. It's got some Muse in the soundtrack. You like Muse, right?
It was about a dog.
I'm in the mood for U2, but I don't want to listen to U2.
Wow.
No, I don't mind. Muse is fine. A lot of people are really down on Muse, but they're okay. I mean,
they're fine.
I'm not going to pay for it.
Can you hear my beard?
Yeah.
We can hear it.
I have to sing into that microphone.
Not now, you don't. Oh.
That one.
Is it a filet? Is that a filet?
Well, I mean, you can call anything you want a filet, but it's a chicken breast.
Okay. That's what
Okay.
Which is gayer? Chick-fil-A or gay marriage?
Whoa.
I don't know. Try ordering a Happy Meal with fruit and a milk. You feel pretty freaking gay.
Mm-hmm. Let me get the four-piece salad.
Let me get the four-piece nugget with a carrot salad and an apple.
Carrot and raisins.
And a white milk. I'd be like, man, get out of here, you gay.
What was it? We're blacks and we hate gays. What was that?
Blacks who hate gays. It was Isaiah.
One of the greatest sketches in the history of
Tim Hardaway and
Hardaway.
The guy that was
I'm
on,
Isaiah
and I'm Hardaway.
We're both black and we hate gays.
What?
What? I was listening. I was like making room on my recorder machine, and like. Heard a bunch of old dumb themes I had written for the Whoop-Dee-Doo. And I also
you should send them. Oh, you deleted them?
No, I have them on my computer, but I have I also heard the Ultimate Comedy Christmassy song.
Oh,
I forgot how awesome it was.
That's pretty great.
Yeah,
that's a really great song. What a great time! How great was it when we did stuff and we didn't have girls in it?
Yeah.
Ultimate Comedy was so great.
Yeah. Nobody ever came, but it didn't matter. Cared.
But it was great anyway.
If I ever do a show, can I call it Ultimate Comedy?
Yes.
Call it whatever you want. We don't care what you do.
Call it Ultimate Corporate Comedy. Juggernaut.
Ultimate Blue Lotus.
That's a much more expensive name.
Yeah.
Can I call it White Lotus? Oh, are we? You know, I still. I feel bad for these gays. Let's just give it to them.
Yeah.
Gay marriage is better. Let's just say it.
Fucking gays.
Let's just say gay marriage. Marry, marry. If you want to marry Bacon, go ahead and marry Bacon.
Kevin? Can't wait to put you inside of my mouth, Bacon.
Here's
isn't that what's at the end of the commercial? Isn't there some sort of...
Yeah, and he takes a bite out of it. Here's the thing. I wanted to do a bit about that. It's like he marries Bacon, and then he takes a bite out of it. Once you get married... Okay, there's a commercial.
You really haven't seen this commercial?
It's like this guy wants to marry Bacon, and he's like in love with it, and he's telling his parents he's marrying Bacon. It's just dumb. So at the end of the commercial...
Parties or something.
Yeah, he's marrying...
Bacon.
A bacon cheeseburger.
Right.
He's like, I love you. And here's why that commercial's BS. Because once you marry it, you don't have to eat it anymore.
Yeah! Yeah!
Nicely done. Happy birthday, Gary.